When are you getting a van?
I mean, I don't have actual plans. We were just talking about it, and I was like, I really want one so bad.
The coffee place.
What's his face? Sold us at 5.
Okay, well, what the fuck are we even talking about then? It's 7:30.
I know. But I'm saying for future reference. I was going to suggest.
There's a great coffee shop in Rome that I would love for you to go check out. Motherfucker.
Is it close?
Yeah, probably.
What's the time zone?
It's 10 hours?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, probably be there just
like they're opening right now.
Yeah. When we catch a flight, we might be able to get there. Are there biscottis?
Honestly?
You're probably fire.
I've never heard of the biscottis. Well, the fucking packaged Starbucks biscottis.
Yeah, that's not real.
Are they, like, actually that hard, though? I don't like hard bread.
Yeah, you're not supposed to... Okay, this is a... Maybe because I'm the only... No, you're partially Sicilian, right?
Yeah, my grandma.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. He's partially Sicilian. Are you Italian at all?
All right. Fucking shoot. Look at that nose.
Look at mine. What do you mean?
The major piece.
Yeah, you look at yours. Yeah. I mean, honestly, my dad's nose outshines all of ours, but regardless, and he's the fully Sicilian one. You eat biscotti, you dip it in espresso.
Coffee.
Yes, it's supposed to be eaten with espresso. You dip it in, it gets nice and soft. It's fucking phenomenal.
Now I want to
if
get
you're
biscottis.
Eating dry biscotti,
yeah, that's all my like, garbage. Like, why do I like this?
Yeah,
seeing the giant crouton, like what the fuck?
Not even a sweet crouton, a slightly vanilla hinted crouton, because like.
Like somebody describe what vanilla tastes like.
Yeah, it's supposed to sponge up all that coffee flavor. And
that sounds so good. I used to love dunking stuff in coffee, like donuts and shit. Stuff you're not supposed to.
You used to love dunking donuts.
Speaking of, I was talking to somebody when I was 19. I was like, "Shut up!" I'm just kidding. Yeah, go ahead. Wait, because I will forget. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. When I was 19, I didn't drink coffee at all. My mom got me Dunkin' Donuts. I drank half of it. I had to make up an excuse and call out of work because I started having a panic attack. There was so much caffeine. I was like, Mom, I gotta go. I was like, I need you to come get me.
I was like
19 is my first coffee.
That's hysterical.
That's crazy. It
was just I was freaking out, bro.
In middle school, I used to make pots of coffee and stay up all night drinking off when I was like 11. That's crazy, dude.
We have all lived very clearly. Lives.
I would take my dad's, like, he would roll his own cigarettes. So I would take his cigarette roller and his bag of tobacco, and I would just stay up all night rolling cigarettes for my dad. I'd wake up in the morning and have like 1,000 cigarettes. I'd be like, Dad, look what I did for you. Do you love me?
He was out fucking like hunting with a prince in fucking Spain. I'm over here just like out watching like fucking Mr. Ed at 7 a.m. because I also couldn't sleep.
Mr. Ed! How old are you, 45?
Hey, wait. All the black and white TV shows at like 4 in the morning. I'd be up to like 7 a.m. watching all of it. I love Mr. Ed. That was the shit.
No, bro, I was a Nick at Night kid, so I was on The Nanny. I was on George.
Nanny was shit.
Yeah, Fran Drescher bitch.
She was so fun.
She was fine as hell.
I jerked off there.
First Jewish woman I ever felt on this.
I jerked off to her on mute. I cut the volume on that one. I hated that voice.
You know how many times I
watch that shit?
I used my mom's laptop to jerk off, and I would clear her entire browser history every time.
That's not suspicious.
I didn't know you're going.
She's gonna log back into her bank, her Facebook, everything. Every time she's like, "Manny, can you come look at my computer?" I'm like, "I don't know what's going on." It signed me out every time.
It's better than the alternative.
Well, right, she would have like looked at like Sasha fucking Gray gangbangs and shit. I was in some weird shit.
She's like. It's real funny. You show up, you're about to go through the search history, you scroll down a little bit, you're like, oh my god, mom's in the gangbang too? In her porn searches.
Bro, my dad was into some weird shit. It was like drunk college girls. I was like, this is borderline rape. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Bro, not only is mom into it, she's literally in it.
That is mom.
Oh no.
That is all, like, that was one of those nightmares that I feel like occurred in like TV shows and movies when I was a kid, where like kids would find out that like their mom had been in a porn or something. And I don't feel like I don't know anybody that's happened to personally, but there are people that has happened to.
Thank you.
And that's got to be earth shattering.
I can tell you some crazy shit.
I mean, right, let's open that.
So does he roll cigarettes for your dad?
So, in my attic growing up, my dad had a box of Playboys, which I found. And they were, like, not just Playboy. They were, like, Penthouses, Maxims. They were, like, the really graphic ones. Playboy was, like, softcore. You know what I mean? This is, like, the hardcore magazines, you know?
Hustler.
Yeah, the good shit, right? So I would steal, like, 2 or 3 a week. You know what I mean? I'd take them to school and, like, sell them. The ones that I really liked, I'd save for myself. You know what I mean? And I'd get to the bottom of the box, and there's just 2 pairs of handcuffs.
I mean, yeah, that's not that crazy.
Yeah, that's normal.
For my dad, it's kind of weird.
All right, yeah, no, but I feel like I know multiple people. I know multiple people who have discovered their parents' like sex toy drawers and shit.
Yeah.
I saw my friend's mom's sex toy drawer. We were going to steal her Wii.
I mean,
like,
we found my friend's mom's vibrator, and I wet it and smacked him in the face with it. I was like, "Oh, it's still wet!" And hit him in the face.
That's grounds for murder.
Well,
I would have buried you in my backyard.
I mean, we took my mom's dildos and we used to beat kids with them.
All right, yeah, no. So you were playing Saints Row 4. I'm talking about like just.
But it was weird coming from my dad. Like from my mom, it was expected.
I don't know your dad.
Yeah.
I have no context of anybody else in your family. You
true.
Are you are an island, my friend.
True.
Well, we were just talking about how we don't think you have a home. No, I was telling you, we said we don't think you have a home. I don't know what I'm saying, but. He's like, I might not. You never know. I mean, like, I eat breakfast every day.
I mean, also, I leaned into the question when I was like, Austin, what about your place? And then your response was nothing short of like, this place could fall apart at any time. I feel like it's best not to come here.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't you're like, oh, we have guests. It was like, there's noise.
It's going to rain in my city's cardboard.
It's like, what are you talking about, man? Just so you have people down.
No, it's not or my people. It's roommate. It's the roommate problem. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've like forfeited the apartment to my roommate.
Why? Are these the alligators?
Because it's...
I'm still not convinced.
Yeah, right? But I'm also like not going to like clean up after her. And like, she is a daughter. She has lots of traffic. I'm pretty sure she doesn't have a job. She, sketchy people. Like, I don't know. It just, I try not to be there.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense. I was seriously because, and that makes a lot of sense. I was really kind of operating on the assumption that you live like a nomadic lifestyle in the woods, just like camping out of your truck half the season.
So I do to avoid my apartment. Like I have an apartment. I do that because it's better.
You pay rent to live in the woods.
Yeah.
I need a mailbox.
I pay rent to have an address to say I'm not homeless. And then I live homeless because it's better than my apartment.
Shit, if you pay me $400 a month, I'll put you on my lease.
100% I won't. I pay $600 now.
Yeah, see, cut that into 2/3 of what you're paying now. I mean, yeah, that's just all. And you can come by and steal my internet and wash your laundry. all the things. We can act like your parents. You just come by and do your laundry.
Just for the paperwork?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Walk the dog every once in a while. Walk the puppies.
Please.
He's a fucking giant. That dog is no longer a puppy.
he's about as big as Kiva. He's going to get bigger than Kiva pretty soon. He's 9 months old.
You're going to have, you have a lot on your hands.
I love her so much. I miss Kiva.
They're the best.
She's the best.
I fucking yeah. There's also like the B plot of Manny hating my other dog. Manny, for context, has loved Kiva, my eldest dog, since he met her. They've been best friends. When he comes over, she will like cry for a minute straight. It's just like, hi. Oh my god, I love you so much. Oh my god, I can't believe you're back. Oh my god. But our puppy, his name's Kent. He's 9 months old. Manny, I mean, he does nothing short of like kicking him out of the fucking patio window. Like, if he had his way, we would have left that dog in the trailer. And I don't understand it, because he's a sweet boy.
He's so sweet. But he's not cute. She's very calm, and she loves me.
He's a puppy.
I know. When he gets bigger and he calms down, I'll love him, you know? Just for now. I don't hate him. I just love Kiva so much. I don't have much of a...
I'm real glad you got your shit stiffed, because you would be a bad parent if you can't provide unconditional love.
My heart is only big enough for so many, and Kiva takes up a very big part. And I don't have much room for Kent.
That's also why I haven't been dating recently. Next. Kiva's taking up your whole heart.
Bro, this girl, Dia, I would bring over. She's like, that's your real girlfriend. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
you never contradicted her.
I didn't. Not at all.
Bro, we're going to go out to the bar. We're going to act like we're single. You are single.
It was just so funny. She was like, we got to pretend. I was like, yeah, we are. I'm like, what? Oh, God.
Yeah. She likes you a lot, but she also likes getting dicked from other people a lot, clearly.
Yeah, it's a very interesting dichotomy.
I mean, that's purely from what you've told me.
Yeah, we're just friends and shit. She's like, I love you. And I was like, yeah, okay. It's like, that's an interesting way to show it.
I'm going to Jamaica with a guy tomorrow.
Seems like a lot of the girls that are into you are also into a lot of other people. It seems like that's just the type of girls you go for.
Well, I will say, no shade.
I'm starting to see a trend.
No shade. Dean's very attractive. So, like, Manny's hitting above his weight class here. It's okay that he has to share. It's like, you know, when you cheat off your friend in class and both get an A, like, you can really earn the A, but you still got it.
But if she's like a 10 and you only have a 10th of her, does that mean like you're with a 1? You know what I mean?
No, you're with a 10 for 3 hours of time.
Yeah, tenth of a 10?
No, almost be better.
Yeah, I don't have to deal with much of this. She's like actually crazy, which is very fun a lot of the time. I wouldn't want to like actually be with her. I'm fine with all this other shit. Like, I don't actually want to date
her. Oh, no, you don't actually like her at all. That's not even the point I'm making. Yeah. It's just funny that, like, I think she might want... I think, like, if you go back earlier, and I could be wrong, but, like, she might have wanted something with you, but then I think you were kind of like, no.
Yeah.
And I think from there she was like, all right, fine.
Pretty much,
yeah.
And she's also a little dumb, but she doesn't know exactly what she's
doing. A little dumb? A little dumb. This bitch has... I mean, have you ever tried to start a fire with just a stick? You have. Have you ever tried to start a fire with just a stick?
Not seriously. But I mean, you need some rope, too.
That's what happens every time she tries to turn out a thought. That's what's going on inside of her skull.
You can only be so attractive.
There's slight smoke coming out. Occasionally, there's a spark.
She gets some smoke, though. I mean, that's promising. Not worth giving up on.
No, but she's very fun, very fun.
When that baby gets roaring, it ain't going out.
Yeah, but you also have to imagine that this is on a salt flat, and it's the only piece of wood in the area. There's no additional fuel for this fire, buddy.
A salt flat.
She actually bought me dinner the other night, bro. So good. Whiskey Joe's. You guys ever been there?
No.
I've heard of it.
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Is that the place on the water?
International.
It sounds like a place on the water. If I hear Joe's, I immediately think.
Maybe it's not Whiskey Joe's.
Yeah, what's
Whiskey
the place Caps? On the water?
Whiskey something.
Is it outside?
Something Joe's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not Whiskey Joe's.
I probably walked past.
Good as fuck, bro. I had some chicken waffles. She's like, why'd you get
this? Joe's Crab Shack. That's a thing.
I'm gonna come here, but
I don't know. There's also like something Joe's, Ocean Joe's.
I think Whiskey Joe's is the one on the water. It's Whiskey something, but so fucking good. That place was amazing.
Whiskey Joe's is the place on the water.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've come full circle into what we started talking about.
Bro, she's such a fucking spick. She got the bill and it was like $80-something. She was like, yeah, blah. And I was like, okay.
Boy, anyway.
That shit is hot. She calls me Papa. It's so hot. Like, I was never into all that shit, but she's like very Hispanic. But she like,
you couldn't be into it because your whole family calls you Papa. It'd be very weird.
Which is why I didn't think I was into it until like her, and then there was this other two who called me Papa, and I was like, oh shit. Like, this is fucking hot as hell. I was like, can you call me Mijo next?
Alright, so. Justin.
Nah, that's weird.
Justin.
I heard you say something about that shit. Yeah, I'll do it if you want me.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you're the host of the podcast.
Am I?
Yeah. You're the hostess with the mostess.
Yeah. Where are we going? I've been derailing this train for the last 15 minutes.
I had no plan. Most people have like little papers with like talking points. He's like, what do you want to talk about? We just sit in a circle for fucking 30 minutes. What do you want to talk about?
I was going to say, if we're keeping the name Shipcast, we can add a new sponsor, the Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get your shit coffee.
Yeah.
When you really, really, really need to shit espresso shits, stop by Dunkin' Donuts. We'll get you right, baby.
Try our new Dunkles today.
You thought getting pounded anally was going to clear you out. Wait till you get this espresso.
No, they'll pound you anally too.
By request, we do.
There is, that's an attached add-on building. Like, it's part of the drive-through. There's like an extra station there. They come in your car. It's like the old pill factories where you go on one side, get a prescription, go on the other, get it filled.
You order on this side, go on the other side, and get filled.
Yeah, yeah. You go on one side, you empty out, go on the other side, and get filled.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is very haram. I'm sorry, also.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Was that some Muslim shit?
He started talking gay, and Austin immediately just went to his phone.
Nah, there was a
Texas boyfriend.
Where?
I still think I'm a devout Muslim.
We're big fans of Amber Heard on this podcast. And
just a segue.
They made a movie. I think it was on Hulu or something like that. Or like Netflix, one of those streaming services, right, about the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. And the woman that they got to play Amber Heard is getting all sorts of, what do they call it?
Death threats?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
What do you call it?
Because everyone's saying that she's bad not as...
It's death threats or awards if we're talking about actors?
What do they call it? Like,
mean letters?
I want to say flashback, but I know that's not the answer.
She's getting a lot of...
Caught a lot of flack?
Flack, yes, but no, it's not...
Like pushback.
Pushback.
Yeah. 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 She's getting a lot of pushback for taking on the role, because everyone's saying that she's not as hot as Amber.
I mean, yeah, if you're making a documentary about Marilyn Monroe, can you really fault God for not making another one?
Everyone's like, oh, you're too fat and ugly to be Amber Heard. And it's like, yeah, it's like,
everyone is, yeah. You, I guess? Yeah. I haven't seen anything about this.
No, she said she got 30,000 inbox, like, the next day after they announced that she was going to be that role. She had 30,000 direct messages.
Was she like Amy Schumer?
Of calling her like fat.
How many different people?
It's Caitlyn Jenner.
Probably like 30,000 messages. She got fired at 5,000 people.
Is Lizzo still a thing?
Yeah.
I heard she was quitting.
I don't know.
You know what's funny, bro? So somebody just mentioned how, like, I guess there was a lady called the cops. The cop ended up shooting her in the face or whatever, and she was very upset. And I'm like,
I would be very upset if I got shot in the face.
Megan Davis, that's her name.
Oh, you wouldn't. You'd be dead. Depends on where I got shot. Many people
like
live
50 Cent. I literally, bro, I only see stand-up comedy in, like, memes on my fucking feed, so I never know what's going on. Like, something's going on in Venezuela, I guess. Somebody just told me about it.
I think there's either a civil war or a coup going on.
It's a coup from what I've... It's all in Spanish, but I've, like, looked at the comics.
If you squint, can you read it? We need to get you drunk to see if you can understand Spanish.
How funny would that be? I'd be like,
give you 6 shots of tequila and you're walking around. Like,
I wish. All the housekeepers I try to talk to at my job, it never works out because none of them speak English. A new one started, I'm like, do I like this? She's like, no.
You need to just have a hot, bilingual, nobody understands each other elevator romance.
That would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
I just start going up with that.
All right.
Why don't you just get like a tutor?
That's expensive.
Like, I take a French class every week for like the past year and a half. You can do the same for Spanish.
All right. Tell me about this Megan Davis.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
It's off track.
Do you pay that kind of lot?
No. Very little, actually. And he just sends it back home to his home country. So he doesn't really even care about the money.
It's mostly just fuck. That's what he really does.
It's so funny because if you look up Megan Davis, one of the first results is my 600-pound life. Different Megan Davis, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it has to be. She was in Two Broke Girls. I guess she's gay.
I guess.
She was an American Horror Story, Two Broke Girls, Young and Hungry.
Is she the one with the giant titties or the blonde one? It's probably the blonde one. That'd make more sense. So the one with the giant titties is hot as fuck.
That's Kat Dennings.
I love her, yes.
She said she descended to a very dark place for several days as the painful words kept pouring in.
You can just, like, not read it.
No, I forgot. Yeah, what's the best one? I've never seen this lady, but...
Let me see real quick if she was the one.
I think that's her, right?
That's not who I thought it was. I don't know who the fuck that was.
Yeah, it's not the blonde chick either.
No.
Yeah, that one.
One fucking
we're reading the same article.
Nice.
This is a great podcast. We're all on our phones, and they can't see anything we're talking about.
And you're losing money.
They're Googling at the same time we're talking about
I was going to say, you have the internet. Google Megan Davis. How are you listening to this if you can't Google Megan Davis?
Our fans aren't the smartest.
I mean, they listen to us. I'm
not the handler.
I am. All right. Well, shame on me, I guess.
We all suck. Collectively, not me, obviously.
All right. Well, here's rally prayer warriors. I need you to put both hands up for Amber Heard and Megan Davis in this trying time.
And just for clarification, she's definitely not as hot as Amber Heard, so that's no reason to be mean to her. You know,
a lot of us aren't as hot.
I was gonna say none of us are as hot as Amber Heard. Just don't be mean to me.
Just because she's fat and ugly and not Amber Heard, you don't have to remind her of that.
She's not even fat. It's crazy.
You can let her be delusional.
Yeah, she's not fat or ugly.
Well, she had 30,000 messages that say otherwise.
30,000 people would like to aggressively disagree with you.
What was that?
I think I ask this every time. What is Amber Heard famous for?
Shitting in Johnny Depp's will.
And Aquaman.
I feel like that's just kind of overshadowed everything.
So I think prior to Aquaman, she was in something, but I don't know what.
Just being super hot?
I mean, yeah. She's like not...
That's all it takes for a girl to be famous.
She's not really my bread and butter, so... Yeah. When I heard she shat in Johnny's bed, I was immediately like, well...
Now she's my bread and butter.
Yeah, that's what made her hot.
Yeah, I mean...
That's what got me on board.
Didn't make her...
No, that's a movie.
Didn't make her less hot. I won't say that.
No. She'll do anything. She's fucking crazy.
I'm not afraid to do that. I'm on board.
That's my kind of woman.
So earlier... Okay, wait. So the reason we even pulled this microphone out was because before we came out here and dried off the table, which, yes, we're sitting outside recording a podcast, which I'm sure you can tell, Austin posited the question of whether or not Kamala is going to win or could win, to which I responded, yeah, she probably can.
You think?
I
don't listen to stand-up comedy, but, like, has she done anything?
No, but that doesn't matter. No. Like,
anything positive?
That doesn't matter. Because
they're going to steal the election.
No, again, that's not it either. It's just that she is, from what I can tell, she's like very popular with young people, specifically really, really popular with
young?
Gay people.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't she lock up a bunch of black dudes or something?
Yeah.
Huh?
Didn't she lock up a bunch of black people because of some law that she...
Yeah, but nobody really cares about that.
They kept them locked up longer than they're supposed to.
They're basically being very effective with their marketing of her as just like
the way they
cool
read
Auntie Kamala, and it's working.
Are you getting the same thing?
I think the way they, I think the way they rebranded Trump to try to make him a villain, they like rebranded Kamala to make her look good.
Well, yeah, no,
they just like rebranded. Well, like everyone,
I do still wonder what actually happened to make Biden release a letter on Twitter and just like a random third Friday afternoon, like, hey guys, dropping out of the race. Like, he didn't even get on TV, he didn't set up a press release, he just like put out a letter, he tweeted a letter that he was dropping out of the race.
It was probably their plan the whole time because they knew Kamala was in the primary.
I think so.
A shitty politician, it sucks in the face.
But also, like, right before that, he was like, I'm not gonna. I'm not going to give it up for anything.
I think it might have been the plan of the people around him, essentially, and they kept trying to get him to be like, Joe,
Kamala killed Joe
really
Biden.
Important.
I think that's what you're trying to say, is Kamala killed Joe Biden.
No, we've seen him alive. He's been dead for 3 years. Although that is one of my favorite, like, tweaker conspiracy theories, that there's like, 7 Biden body doubles that they just parade
dude,
about, and the real one died.
Did you see that video of him running up the stairs the other day? It was a 40-year-old guy. I swear to God.
Yes. All right, let's go down this road. I'm here for this.
And the guy looked young, spry, ran up the stairs.
Give me everything on a Biden body. Because I remember, this goes back to when he got caught. He was like bicycling or something, and he fell off the bike.
Yeah,
and it was like, it's like, how are you 70? I feel like a 78-year-old would break their hip doing what you just did, but you just like got up and you're like, I'm fine.
Yeah, he can't do anything. He fell walking upstairs before. Now he's running up it and looks very spry, agile.
I mean, it.
It was all the show. He's not like mentally incapacitated.
I'm sick of this goddamn job.
No, Kamala killed Biden and they replaced him with a 40-year-old body double. That's 100% what happened. I'm on board.
They didn't replace Gucci.
Why not? But that's the theory.
Is it because he's skinny now? They think it's a new man?
You know, they say they clone rappers and athletes. Why not presidents?
Who says that? Jordan Peele?
YouTubers.
A much more reliable source.
Apparently the earth is flat and all of this shit.
Subreddit. Haven't you ever checked out the subreddit?
Haven't you ever been on Tumblr, bro?
You've been to 4chan, dude?
You're not on Vine?
You're not on Vine.
Vine is the shit, bro. TikTok is just the same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
How did Vine fit?
I was honestly never on Vine, but I dated a girl that used to go on YouTube and show me Vine compilations.
Bro, that was me. Me and my bro, when I worked at Starbucks, we just walked back and forth, hello, just quoting fucking Vines all day, every day.
Yeah, Vine failed because I think Twitter bought
making Vines and shit. Not
making.
Like, oh, I have like 30,000 followers. I need to post like 2 or 3 videos a day, and it's just the stupidest Vines.
Because I would exploit her. I would start a makeup brand. I'd sell to her 35,000 followers.
What if you had to be in the Vines?
If I had to be in the Vines?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
7 seconds.
I don't know, dude.
Be in the background, like.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, dance, but, like, I'll beat her in one.
He's in the back.
I'll beat her
in one. Doing those fucking shitty TikTok dances.
Punch her in the face.
Yeah.
This will go viral.
What is it from Jackass with Dirty Water? And
just to blow up the makeup.
They come to your house, be like, it was a Vine. I thought it was a skit.
She's got a broken jaw.
I never punched her off camera, guys.
Get a girl like that, start a makeup brand, name it after her, then beat her on camera so that her fans buy her makeup to support her, which is owned by you.
Oh my god.
Even further, create a charity for battered women, but you own that charity and it just siphons your bank account money.
Yeah.
And then say every purchase goes to this charity and it's really just going to your wallet.
100%. Yeah.
Honestly like a really good, like, it's horrible, but it's a super fucking great business plan. It's exactly what, like, it's the Ronald McDonald Foundation does. They, like, sell these cancerous burgers to kids.
It's e-pimping.
It's horrible until you have the cash. Then it's pretty nice. It's horrible until you buy the new Lexus.
Brought up, it's just a prank. I think my new favorite genre of videos on the internet is people fighting back against pranks. I saw 2 recently where somebody like tried to fuck with somebody when they were going up the elevator and the other people were coming down. And in both videos, it was a guy who did it to a guy in the first one and then a girl who did it to a guy in the second one. And in both cases, they got grabbed by the person on the other side and pulled down the elevator and, like, practically thrown on the floor while they're screaming, it's just a prank. Bro, if you touch me in public...
Yeah, it's not a prank anymore.
It's no longer a prank. What are we doing here? Man, there's these little TikTok kids who run around just, like, fucking up people's days. I would be in prison. I would punt one.
This is
like
beating up a teenager.
Best slaps, what are you doing?
I mean,
the poet over here.
back when I was when I was a kid, like a prank was you pretended to do something.
Yeah.
Nowadays, a prank is like you just do it and then say it's a prank.
Yeah.
Like you really do it. Like you don't pretend to do it. You do it like
we pushed the viral line too far.
Like you're supposed to pretend.
That's what we got kicked out of Avon.
What?
Yeah. You said that with such earnest surprise. Yeah.
What's the prank?
He's like, you want to taste the rainbow, motherfucker? And George Zimmerman was not having it.
What do you think George Zimmerman's up to? You know what Casey Anthony is up to? So it turns out she's actually like...
We should get her on the pod.
She's hot as fuck, first of all. But she's actually like working at a law firm. I think she's like a legal secretary or a paralegal. She's something. Somebody was telling me about it and I started Googling it. Turns out it's real. Could you imagine trying to beat a murder case and you walk in, you see her working, and I'm like, yes, this is who I'm going with. Like, 100%. Like, if you see a fucking woman who got off on killing her baby, that's the fucking law firm I'm choosing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, the best marketing tactic. Just put that bitch on a billboard.
If she could do all that, this red light ticket is fucking
awesome. Right.
She always uses, like, an abortion pump.
Bad with points, I couldn't.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
Please, judge, I can't go the full term.
I can't. Yeah, I mean, if you're pro-abortion, can you, like, not support be anti-Casey Anthony? Then you kind of have to, like, support Casey Anthony and abort. Like, you can't... Same thing, right?
It's different when that baby's out.
Judge, it is in the people's best interest to close hanger this case.
This is they're constantly held in contempt. He's like, please stop coming to this
like, I'm drowning in papers.
Sky looks beautiful. You guys can't see it, though. Fucking nerds.
Yeah, according to fucking Justin over fucking here.
Dumb blind people.
Yeah, let's play a game of I Spy.
Welcome to the I Spy podcast.
Where we audio only platform. No, it would be even better if we were tripping and it's just the sky and we're seeing all this other shit. So they still can't see what we're talking about.
I can imagine what we're all
saying. That would be hilarious.
They're like, dude, it's just a fucking cloud.
A podcast where we all smoke DMT. Just
DMT. Why is it silent for 10 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. And then just come back.
And wake up. Like,
yeah. That's the pod, baby.
That's show business, baby.
Speaking of things our viewers can't see, why do they have a billboard that's, like, promoting something in Pennsylvania when we're here in Tampa?
I can't tell if that's
PA means, like...
Pennsylvania, I know. But why is it here in Tampa? All
right, I promise you, I don't think that's
fucking that. We need a bomb
data. What does PA mean? Though?
It really does mean
Pennsylvania. Something attorney? Yeah. Yeah, practicing attorney. I think it's practicing.
Like, I mean,
it could be physician's assistant. There's no context.
Yeah.
And sexual maternity.
Penis augmentation.
Physically able to.
Penis augmentation.
Where's the phone
number? If anyone's augmented mine, it's a Bernetti.
You know the Royce DuPont, Royce DuPont guy I showed you?
I think so, yes.
The guy, like, the fake influencer.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he's like, take the penis enhancement pills. They work! They fucking work! And ever since then, I'm like, damn, dude, what if they did work? What if I've just been missing out the whole time?
Is it worth the try? Every time I see those gas station, like, dick pills.
The Rhino 9000.
Yeah, somebody told me good things about it. He was like, you fuck for hours. I was like, first of all, I've got shit to do. Hours is so long.
That's the
like, give me an hour. That's all I
need. Half bottle of fucking glue. 4 hours.
They do work, but they're just horrible for you. And they don't work like forever. Like eventually they wear out. You know what I mean? So like the first time you take it, awesome. Second time, sure. Third time, fine. But you keep taking it, eventually it's gonna do nothing.
It's just from experience.
Yeah, and it is like absolutely horrible for your body. So it's like
it's fucking crazy.
I only tried one thing. It was like a 5-hour energy shot, and it didn't do shit.
5-hour energy shot, and had a little penis on it.
So it starts like coke.
5-hour erection energy.
5-liter ejaculation.
Remedies. At my job, we have to like mix chemicals. And the one guy I work with, I was like mixing these chemicals, and the guy said,
it's like chlorine.
Yeah, he gives me like this blue stuff I gotta like mix in it. And he said, put enough of this blue stuff in it to where it looks like the Blue Mountain Dew.
It's very scientific.
Yeah.
Which Blue Mountain Dew? Precise
observation. Well, there's two different ones.
But it's going to be very dark blue or slightly white.
But this guy's like such a piece of shit. I often think he describes everything in life based on like Mountain Dew colors. Like he never uses like real colors.
It was a beautiful
color. It's like the code red.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the lights now. Yeah, there's the Imperial system, the metric system, and the trailer park system.
Yeah. He's like, oh,
the Mountain Dew, but Code Red was sick. This was so good. I don't like soda.
I was a Voltage guy.
Fuck is Voltage.
And then there was wasn't there like the Taco Bell exclusive flavors too?
Oh
there
god,
Baja Blast. Yeah,
there's the orange one for a while.
Yeah, I think they did. But it was always there was variations of Baja Blast.
Yeah.
They were all derivatives.
But there was also like variations of Voltage too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Was there not?
Oh, yeah.
And then there was like Code Red, Code Green code, like there was other codes
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it started. We're talking about the classics here, man. We're not going to all Heinz 57 fucking flavors, right?
But what if this guy is like, oh, I love that shirt. It's a great, you know, 06 Mountain Dew. You know, Code Green.
Like, this is the 2017 limited release.
Yeah, you know, it's like the whole Rolodex. And like, he only knows
the one in Japan.
It needs to look just like the color of the rim of the label of the special edition Hatsune Miku Mountain Dew bottle that they released. Not the 2012 version, the 2013 version. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
If you get it in the
glass.
He's like,
you obviously
know how to get it in the glass. I think that'd be a great character for somewhere. It's a skit, like a side character in a movie. Just that piece of shit would make a great character.
That would.
It'd be so hard to remember.
I will steal that.
You should. Someone should use it. So it just lives in my mind.
Oh my god, who's that one character you did? The balls guy?
Oh, Bobby Big Balls. I used to hurt my throat, dude.
He's like, I was so devoted, I used to destroy my esophagus for me. It was literally for no one else. No one recorded it.
I went to a baseball game and his character once, said he carried the entire baseball game, and my throat was just racked by the end of it. I was on mushrooms. I feel like I was just irritating the fuck out of everyone.
I feel like I would hate going to a baseball game on mushrooms.
Yeah.
I had a really good time. I had a blast. I feel like no one around me was having fun, but I was having a blast.
He's just running.
You dosed right. You clearly dosed right. Because I feel like I would either go too low and just be like, eh, or I would go too high and be like, hot dogs. Like, I wouldn't have a good time. I would be like Manny after two squares.
I like got there first. I invited a bunch of other people. I got there first. I got a big beer. I sat down. My friend showed up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, now that you add beer into the equation, I will say alcohol and mushrooms is so good.
Yeah.
Together.
The beer is, like, almost unaffected.
Like, this is all I drank while I tripped. I was like, dude, this could kill us. So I was like, this tastes like poison. And I was like, wait, it is poison.
Yeah, I think you ate gay, I think you ate gay mushrooms. It was actually those. That really hit him pretty hard.
I love the idea of gay mushrooms. Like, you want to take some mushrooms, and then you take them and you sit around with your buddies for like 2 hours, and you're like, oh wait guys, I'm so sorry, but I think we took the gay ones. I'm just like jerking along.
Guys,
I can't control myself.
It's the way your gay friend like comes out and you're always like, hey, he sucks our dick every time he trips
up with his pants. I'm going to change my outfit right now.
I think they're just portobellos. You're just feeding your friend portobellos. That's sucking them off in your basement
because
you're not a
club owner. Like them to a guy that never did mushrooms before. Like the one thing they don't tell you about is they kind of make you gay.
There's the mushrooms are making a leap day. Does he still exist, by the way?
Oh, yeah, no, he still owes $1 billion.
Yeah, isn't it like a literal billion? How the fuck did they sell him for that much?
They're dissolving all of his assets. And
that's crazy.
Trump will pardon him.
Because, like, all right, free speech to an extent, civil law cases, if he, like, actually hurt somebody, but, like, what's the damage that he did?
What's the difference between his lives or some shit? What's the difference between, like, him and Onion Noose? Isn't that, like, the same thing?
That was actually his defense in court, was that he is an entertainer, not a factual provider of news.
No one was listening to that for like the cutting edge.
Okay, but the thing is, there were like a couple hundred thousand like real tinfoil hat dudes living in RVs listening to Alex Jones like plotting to murder Nancy Pelosi. But none of them actually did anything. She's still, well, I mean, the one guy with the hammer, that did happen. But aside from Paul Pelosi getting a very bad concussion, Alex Jones didn't actually do any damage to anybody.
Yeah.
Aside from, like, the severe emotional trauma of being told that your dead children weren't real. But is that $1 billion?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I mean, there's times where I've read an Onion News story on Facebook, and I didn't realize it was Onion News. I went to work, started telling people about it like it was real. It was something to call me out on. You know what I mean? Like, no difference than listening to Alex
Jones. That's on you, brother.
Yeah. I mean, same thing. If I listen to Alex Jones and believe everything he says, it's still on me.
The Onion turns out to become real, though. Just give it.
Like The Simpsons?
I mean,
what was the article? Yeah. Do you remember? No. I bet it's going to be real soon.
I mean, some things Alex Jones says come out to be real, too.
Like what?
The frogs. They were gay.
Yeah, they were like... the frogs were gay.
No, they were. It was a thing where this chemical got introduced into their ecosystem that turned them hermaphroditic. So basically, they would change sex and then fuck each other.
Yeah.
So not gay, but...
Trans, which is gay.
So that's a real thing. And Bohemian Grove was a real thing. He documented that, like, he actually went there. There was no child sacrifice going on, but it was
that the album thing?
Yeah.
I was so curious.
He was the one who got the only footage that's ever been taken in Bohemian Grove. He did it in the 90s with a hidden pen camera where he snuck in under like an alias, him and his buddy, and just like walked around, recorded the ceremony and shit.
There's been more footage.
I think there may be more footage of like the Grove itself, but he had footage of like the ceremonies and stuff, which I think he might be. There could be other footage, but that's the only one that I've seen.
This is footage that's whack.
It looks whack.
Yeah.
In what capacity? Define whack.
Well, like a billion fucking billion.
Well, maybe he does have a wide shot, but for the most part, it looks easy to fake. But I think he does have a wide shot where you see like 40.
I really don't think he faked it. It would have been a crazy amount of effort to go to fake it. If you actually watch the whole thing, like, it's a pretty big production to fake.
What are we talking about?
Bohemian Grove. It's like an hour and a half of footage. It's like a long thing.
I've seen some of them
go to this island. And
no one does it.
They just have like these super meters and they're dressed
like weird
shit.
I saw that.
Most of Alex Jones is like 90-10. 90% is just like, extra dimensional vampires stealing our energy, and then 10% gay frogs, which do turn out to be almost gay.
Pretty sick.
Speaking of faking things, I just learned that part of the moon landing was actually legitimately fake. So when they re-entered Earth's atmosphere, the entire like quarantine thing that they poured a bunch of money into, that was all fake. They were like, there's actual like protocol and shit, like what we might have to do, but they're like, yeah, but we don't know what the fuck is out there. They were like, regardless of what they brought back, first of all, as the pod is re-entering Earth's atmosphere, it has to cycle air from the outside or else they're die of fucking carbon dioxide poisoning. So, like, if there were something in there, it would have gotten into the atmosphere regardless. And then they were also saying, like, you know, there was no, like, precautions, like, going out onto the moon and coming back in. You're wearing the same shit. Everything's tracked inside. You're bringing back samples. They were like, it was all a show for the public, so we didn't freak out.
Yeah.
And, there's nothing you can do about it.
There's been a lot of shit like that throughout the history of American politics. Of just, like, making large shows of things. We did go
like
to the
Secret Service, apparently.
I was laboring under the assumption that the Secret Service was the best of the best when it came to like governmental military. I mean, not military, but like
I think the men are the best of the best.
Have you seen the video?
Fair point.
The woman's like
they did have a pierogi faced lady guarding him.
Yeah, it was the women. That's the problem.
Yeah, but the female head of the Secret Service did step down.
Good. They were destroying her in court. Did you see those videos?
Oh yeah,
were destroying.
Oh no,
her.
I didn't hear.
She got crushed by an entire congressional committee.
They were questioning her. They couldn't. She couldn't answer anything.
No, she
was
like,
the most basic questions.
Where were you on Wednesday?
Yeah.
And then it's been
10 days. You don't have any answers.
Yeah,
it was
all just about, like, basically the investigation into how this was able to happen. Because it was an elevated rooftop within, like, 150 meters of where Trump was going on. They had identified the guy 15 minutes before Trump went on stage and then still let Trump go out on stage. There's also
15 minutes.
Yes.
What were they doing?
Exactly. That's quite literally what happened. There's footage of like bystanders, just people at the rally, taking videos of the guy on the roof and climbing up to the roof and telling cops and pointing him out to cops. All this shit happened. Then he takes the shot at Trump and dies and gets shot back. But like the
how long did Trump speak?
Maybe like. So I think between like 5 and 10 minutes.
So it was like right as he started speaking.
Yeah, yeah. It was around the time he started speaking.
So like they wanted him dead or something is what they're trying to
do? There's people who say that. I don't really know. I think it's 50-50. It's a coin flip between incompetence and...
You turned his head like that much.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a miracle that he did not literally paint the fucking camera red.
Well, the one guy said, I have an AR-15. It's at my house. I haven't fired it in 6 years. This past weekend, I went to the range, fired however many bullets. He said, like, 20 bullets or whatever.
Yeah.
At the same range, in the same position, like, all the same predicaments that, like, the shooter was in.
Yeah.
He's like, 98% of them were kill shots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you watch the footage, like he's looking straight on, and then he literally goes, like, look at the data. And then as he says that, as he's pointing to a chart behind him, you hear the first shots go off, and he's like, oh! And then he ducks. His reaction to getting shot is the funniest thing in the world, because he's literally like...
He touches his ear.
Yeah, he's like,
and he's like,
oh!
And then just
like
ducks down.
I need my shoes.
He did say, he was like, let me grab my shoes.
bro, you see those Trump high tops? Bro, they're fire.
Dude, I can't leave my one-of-ones. I can't leave my one-of-ones. The crazy thing is now, and again, I'm going to get clowned for this because I think I'm the only one who uses Twitter, which is, honestly, that's on me, not on you guys.
I use X, bro.
But like, I don't really watch news or really anything like that. What I'm seeing from a lot of people is basically that they don't think he actually even got shot. They think it was shrapnel that hit him.
From what?
I mean, the bullet caused the shrapnel.
But okay, and that is exactly
if
my
point. If a bomb
explodes,
I get hit with shrapnel. I got affected by a bomb.
Yeah, no, it's like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
The guy behind him died. They were clearly real bullets.
Yeah.
So like, either,
oh, somebody died?
Oh yeah, there was
a firefighter from Buffalo.
Yeah, he died.
Shit.
He supposedly died like blocking his family from bullets.
Yeah,
and. The whole argument is like, oh my god, look, he didn't even get shot. He's such a bitch. Oh my god, it was all fake. It's like, no. Someone either, whether the bullet went through his ear or whether the bullet hit something and a chunk of metal went through his ear, same difference.
Yeah.
Like,
also, they were saying,
it's such
like,
a weird, it's
that,
such a weird,
yeah.
like, get back.
Yeah,
like,
there was a weird conspiracy that it was a photo op.
But the whole thing is,
I like it because it's like Vince McMahon ties. He, like, went down and cut his own ear.
This girl in the bar, he'll never know it.
He's like, give me my shoe. That was the theory I heard. He needed his shoes to cut his ear.
He would never break kayfabe. Yeah. So that's entirely possible. Honestly, that might be the best theory I've heard yet for it being fake. Because there's no way they were like, yeah, you know what? Let's risk a bullet through the ear. That is... Yeah.
This girl in my
there is no shot. Like,
that's wild, yeah.
There's absolutely no way that anybody sane, and even if it wasn't the 20-year-old who died on that roof, even if it was somebody else who took the shot, like a trained Delta Forces guy,
yeah,
they can't pull it. That's not first of all, the statistical likelihood is incredibly low, but like the legitimate being able to determine the wind and like everything that goes into making,
especially with an AI,
and it wasn't even like a it wasn't a precision rifle, like,
right?
I don't know.
Was it sports science?
I'm familiar with it.
Cyclists where they like break down athletes and shit.
Yeah.
You sound like the sports science guy, but you're breaking down a rifle shot at the president.
Yeah.
Like with wind speeds at this rate.
I mean, it's true though. You know?
I do have a very specific type of autism that makes me unbearable in conversations.
Oh, you have Asperger's?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're giving a lot of information.
Information's good. I don't know. I like information.
Other people have told me that shit's annoying. My high school girlfriend, actually, she got so sick of it, she would hand me a brown paper bag, be like, bullshit bag. Put it into the bullshit bag.
Damn, that's fucked up.
That's wild.
I was getting emotionally abused as a 17-year-old.
Like, okay. People told me the same thing in high school. I'm a very annoying person.
It was a small bag, so I'm just like ripping it.
The bullshit doesn't fit.
It's too much.
Blow it up with air and pop it. You know,
like you do with the paper bags.
I am waiting for them to kick us out because I see them cleaning up.
How are we doing on time?
We're at 51.
We should do a draft, maybe.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
This is perfect.
The first
draft.
4-way draft with Manny and Manny.
I forgot. No, I forgot. I'm gay Manny. Or whoa, Manny. As
whoa,
Manny.
Whoa,
stupid
womany.
Not a mess.
Yeah, like whoa, Vicky, but the male version.
what are we drafting this week?
This guy goes to cookouts.
That's funny because I do.
I'm welcome to the cookouts.
I don't know. We have enough people here. I feel like I don't need to pick the demographic or the sport. I kind of like this. I'm just a back. Let other people decide.
I chose a couple of draft picks already. So what's up, you big dog? I did school shootings and something.
Yeah, you could pick the sport and he could pick the demographic.
Okay, yeah.
If you're okay with that, Justin?
I don't care. I'm trying to think of sports. So this, I think, I want to go for.
Whaling.
Whaling.
What's that, like looking for whales?
Hunting whales with a harpoon, brother.
Oh, okay.
How many people?
Yeah, how many people are on a whaling team?
Let's go with an 8-man team.
Holy shit.
It's a big boat.
What the fuck?
All right, fine. We'll go with a 4-man team.
Okay.
You got a skipper, you got a masked man, and then you got a harpoon man and a hooker. Nice. I just made all those up. So.
A hooker? Yeah.
He hooks the whale.
Sure that's true.
Yeah, you get three guys and then one bitch.
Yeah.
How you share on this long trip.
No, all right. So what's the demographic we're pulling from, Manny?
The presence.
Didn't we just do presidents? We did politicians.
Just did politicians.
I'll do... Yeah, I was banking on presidents. So I don't have a background.
Oh, those two draft picks.
Who are they, though?
We'll throw your draft picks in for last draft.
What was last draft?
MMA fight between politicians.
Oh, sick. Okay, so definitely got to be. Oh, what was that president's name?
I already got Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura.
Was it Roosevelt that actually fought? He was the one that used to like.
I picked Roosevelt.
Damn it. Yeah, it would have definitely been him.
Yeah, we picked all the good ones. Yeah. Sorry, you lose.
Actually, this was dumb. Don't give us your draft picks.
Yeah.
No, who were the presidents?
for the whaling?
Sure.
What's your favorite president?
Good at whaling?
You thought a whaling team that quickly? Pulling from presidents?
No, you just didn't know another demographic.
And then back with what I was here. Another demographic.
Didn't have a ballot.
I mean, you could always go like with the cartoon demographics too. Like,
yeah, they don't have to be real people.
Yeah, like superheroes, Disney characters, Nickelodeon characters, comic book characters,
yeah,
anime characters.
Comic book characters. Just because I saw that that shit was fucking phenomenal.
All right,
that guy's a pedophile.
We saw that movie as well.
Predator. All right, but just comic books, like not manga and shit, because that gets way too hairy.
Yeah,
I've never read a comic book in my life. I just know Marvel.
All right, cool. All right, so Marvel and DC and Image. All right.
Yeah, Image.
That's Invincible, Spawn.
Okay.
All right, so I pick the sport, you pick the demographic, you go first.
Cool, I'll go there.
Fuck.
Oh damn! That
nice.
Was, that was
the
really
deep.
Ah!
That's very good. Very good.
I swear, if he says who I am, I'm gonna hurt him. He's so bad.
Probably not. I'm pretty bad at this.
Are you allowed to Google shit just so
yeah.
that you're all night?
Yeah, Google shit.
Okay, shit. I think my first one's just going to suck, and then I just got to pull it back around at
That's
the
okay.
end. I am going to go with Colossus.
He's going to weigh the ship down. If he falls in the water, he's drowning. He's in. He's not buoyant. Right, we're gonna go.
But he's really strong.
He's
very strong.
he just like drags the whale.
Yeah, you just have Colossus floating next to the boat on a chain. He's just grabbing whales and throwing them.
He is the hook.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick.
I'm gonna go with King Shark.
All right, that's actually pretty good.
I feel like he can go through a fucking whale. He just jump in and.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know what comic
books. Oh, I have a great fucking. Just name an Avenger.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or
X-Men. That's what I was going to default to. Because everyone's waiting for me. Is Poseidon in any comic books?
Yes.
Yeah,
he is.
I'll take that guy.
These drafts always fall apart by round two.
So you just won fucking Poseidon? He can just call all the whales.
Alright, fuck you, I want Thor. I'm just gonna electrocute the ocean.
Fry him?
Yeah. And if the wind's bad, he can just fly and push the mast.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull a man in my next pick. So I'm picking someone with powers. I'm just
gonna oh, regular
just pick some random Asian guy.
dude, he's Asian. He's gotta be good at whaling. Yeah. It was, who wore the water ring in fucking Captain Planet?
Oh my god.
No,
I don't know.
That's not my pick. If you guys are picking the gods, can I just go with Odin?
Sure. Yeah, Odin's in comic books.
Yeah. Thor's father.
Yeah, you could have Thor's dad.
It's like the OG.
Not even picking the freaking gods.
The king of the other
gods. I'll Kratos.
Yeah.
Manny, who you got?
I've got Storm. X-Men.
I thought about Storm. I actually thought about Storm as well as Thor.
Damn, who would be better out of her and Thor for that specific job? I feel like Storm.
Probably.
Yeah, because she. But fucking beside her.
Yeah.
Beside Storm. So I've got. What were the other two positions? Mast, Hook.
Skipper and the person who drives the fucking boat. And
that's what I'm trying to think of now.
I
can't think of any.
Oh, nice.
What was the other one I said? I don't know.
So Odin could transport people. He has energy manipulation. And he could enhance physical abilities.
All right, that's one powerful whaler.
That's nice. Are you good?
All right, Justin, you got 10 seconds.
He can enhance the abilities of other people on the ship.
Physical enhancements.
Can you make me last longer?
Yeah. He is the Rhino 9000.
He is the Rhino
9000. I don't know, dude. Can we go in reverse order now?
Yeah, I'll go with...
Oh, I didn't mean skip.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Manny, you go again.
Magneto. That's right. The skipper. Because I'm assuming the boat's metal, so you can make that shit go fast as fuck.
All right, that's fair.
Is it Neymar?
Yeah, fuck you. I was going to say Neymar, yeah.
Yeah.
Neymar. King of Atlantis in Marvel. Okay, if you're taking Namor, then fuck it, I'll go with Black Manta. But all he's going to do is try and kill Aquaman.
It's Black Panther?
Black Manta.
Blah, Black Manta.
Black, I was gonna say Black Panta.
Black Panta forever.
He's just shouting it at other boats.
I'm the captain now.
I am Wakanda now. Alright, Justin, it's back to you.
I do.
You're getting way too picky. Just
none of these have anything to do with the sea.
He has Colossus and Odin on his
back. It's the longest monster in the
comics. For the sake of expedience, yes.
It's probably not. For my final pick.
There's some sea monsters.
There's a Hydras.
Some comic book.
Hydras, there's definitely Hydras in comic books.
There are. Sirens.
Yeah.
Those are vicious.
He's like, I don't want any women about to.
I can't, babe. Megalodons.
That's a creature.
You can't choose the whale. You can't have the whale.
Why not?
Whale.
Why not?
It's a fish tongue.
This is the worst little sacrifice.
That's not the best.
Can I choose this random thing that says Mona?
Yes.
Moana?
Or Kona.
So you're picking Moana?
Kona.
Isn't that like a
monarch of monsters?
Cool. All right, Kona. Monarch of Monster Island. Phenomenal. Moving on. Manny, what do you have?
We got it.
My final pick, I've got Gambit from X-Men.
You're actually a cunt, because I was going to say Gambit just to have fun on the boat.
The steel cards.
Yeah.
Bro, I fucking love Gambit, bro.
Goldfish.
The original X-Men cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I will say his live-action appearance in Deadpool was really good.
Didn't like that, to be honest. They should use someone else or had a... Better like
Channing Tatum wanted to play that role for like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't like the French accent?
It was so shitty. Like, I mean, I get it was supposed to be funny, but yeah. I like Gambit too much to like.
Yeah. You got real homoerotic about it.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, they could have done it better.
They butchered my character. They butchered my man.
Yeah.
It's my Man Crush Monday.
I kind of
Man Crush every day. You know, this is.
I think I want to take like a similar road to what Justin was thinking and go with Beast Boy.
Ooh.
Ah, that's pretty good. That's actually very good.
He's got to lower the fucking male whale as a sexy female whale.
Yeah. And then Colossus just snatches him up.
And Beast Boy would be funny about it. Be like, hey, big whale.
Shark. King Shark. Shark.
Batman,
yeah.
Alright, I think for my last pick, I mean, I'm going to go with like basically any speedster, but Red Rush from Invincible, just because he's funny and French.
Funny French.
He's more there for morale. That was like a morale choice.
Somewhat of a morale choice, but also never bad to have a speedster.
Just something that's quick.
Well, no, like the Flash level fast. Speedsters are people who can like move at like Flash level. Because fuck the Flash. And there's like seven Flashes to choose from.
He's a pedophile.
Yeah,
but he still made a great movie, I'm told. Yeah.
Dude, I heard that shit sucked.
Well, if you run so fast, technically you don't need something.
In the comic books, the Flash literally ran so fast, he turned time backwards and reset the universe.
Yeah. That happened in the third movie.
So technically, you can't be a pedophile.
Only if he...
That's how time works.
Speaking of
welcome back to the Ezra Miller Apology Podcast.
Speaking of my...
Let's pick Superman.
Good.
I was talking to my friends about, we got into the discussion about rape, and I was like, well, I've known a lot of women who are raped, because one of the guys started going, like, all out on, like, calling them liars and stuff. I'm like, well, I've known a lot of women, and my friend's like, you've raped? I know, he's like, man, are you going to be raping people? You guys are so funny.
I was about to say, well, actually, every woman I've met's been raped. Funny enough... You're next.
Weirdly.
Have you ever fucked? Have you ever been accused? Have you ever really fucked if you were accused of something after?
Kobe.
Alright, we are at 106. We have closed out the draft.
The lights just came back on.
Yeah, do we want to keep it tight or do you guys want to keep it going?
Toy like a tiger.
How many tigers have you fought?
Only enough to be accused.
Funny enough to
do all that. Tiger King?
Never lost.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when the tiger was attacking him? He was like, oh, no, it's fine. We're just playing. Like, no, dude, that tiger's going to kill you.
Dude, I think the two things I remember from that documentary are the kid who just killed himself in front of people. Like,
wow.
He wasn't a kid. He was like 21. Yeah, he was the Tiger King's like second or third husband or something. And he was just young, like half retarded gay guy who just grabbed a gun in the office one day and like jokingly put it to his head. Maybe he thought it was loaded. Maybe he didn't. He didn't say anything. Just like ha ha, and then shot himself in the office. And then the Tiger King comes in and it's on footage where he comes in and he's like, oh my god. Oh my god, I'm never going to financially recover. That's where that comes from.
That's so fucked up.
That's
hilarious.
And then there's the other one where the girl gets her arm bit off by a tiger and then just like comes back to work. And it's like, yeah, I love them. They're my babies.
Have you ever seen those videos of like the fucking, the children are like looking at the like tigers through the glass and they turn around and it fucking sprints and it's trying to like bite through the glass. And it was like, he's so cute. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's an 8-year baby.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, that's fine. But, like, weird that you say it's cute. I wouldn't say it's cute. It's natural.
The TikToks of that guy in Dubai with, like, the two giant ligers. He has, like, the two giant white ligers. He's, like, in Dubai.
I'm not on that wave.
No, he's, like, on his couch. They're just, like,
different massive. Algorithms. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I want your algorithm.
But they are kind of, like, he's gonna get eaten one day. Like, it looks cool, but those things are massive. Like, ligers don't stop growing.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Ligers don't stop growing?
No, because there's like something, like tigers.
They not have telomeres?
Tigers get much bigger than lions, and I guess when you cross the two, like the gene that limits their growth, they're like, you know what I mean? Makes them, they don't stop growing.
That's one. Yeah. I was actually.
No, they just get so big to where you cannot feed them enough.
No, you're exactly right. Ligers do not inherit a growth inhibitor gene from either their male lion or female tiger parents, which is why they continue to grow throughout their lives.
Yeah.
Male lion can
certainly
be
bigger than tigers.
Genes, while the female lion is
the biggest.
Are they bigger than lions?
Oh, yeah.
Tigers are bigger than lions.
It says this results in ligers being much larger than either of their parents, a condition known as growth dysplasia.
Yeah, you know, Sigmund and Freud or Roy or whoever the fuck.
Yeah,
those two gay guys. That guy is like, actually, the tiger saved my life. You know about that?
No.
Yeah, he claims he was having like
really bad like heart issues or some shit, and he kept like being faint of breath or some shit. So during the show, his tiger noticed that he was about to pass out or some shit, so he's just trying to drag him to safety. So he's like, actually, my tiger saved my life because I was going through a lot of medical issues.
Yeah, trying to drag me to safety.
And I saw a video. He just fucking doesn't know that he broke my neck while doing it. I mean,
funny thing, I was actually trying to Google, because I was like watching like the Animal Planet channel where they were like talking about like animals versus each other who will win. Lions versus tigers. Turns out, no contest. Tiger will fucking destroy a lion.
Tigers,
like, yeah, king of the fucking jungle, whatever. He's like, they don't live in there. They're like, but if you introduce them,
the jungle at all.
Yeah, they were like, if you introduce them, they will die. They were like, it's insane. They're like, it's not even close. Tigers are fucking crazy.
Man. Tigers are so much bigger than lions.
Yeah.
I didn't know that though.
Yeah, I am now thinking back to every lion and tiger I've seen in a zoo, and there's a pretty big growth, like size disparity.
That's why lions have to hunt in packs, and tigers can hunt by themselves.
That's crazy. I mean, it's also the ecosystem rather than you stay inhabited, but
yeah.
Because there's no other like megafauna in the jungle, whereas tigers are dealing with fucking elephants and water buffalo, or lions are dealing with like.
Tigers are dealing with elephants. Yeah.
Lions are dealing with elephants and water buffalo and like all that shit. Whereas tigers like slinking around,
hanging out.
They find, yeah, they'll like take down a deer every once in a while, but they don't really hunt game much larger.
Yeah, I mean they don't have meat here. Yeah,
big cats are so sick. I watched a video the other day. They were like, "Thought you caught me sipping." It was a fucking, I think it was like a jaguar or some shit, drinking water, and a crocodile comes up and tries to bite it in the face, and they fight for like fucking 30 seconds, and the fucking jaguar kills the crocodile and starts dragging it out of water. I'm like, that's insane. Like, that was so fucking dope.
There's a very cool phenomenon where cats have faster reaction times
than anything.
Then snakes can like have an active time.
Yeah.
So you can watch a slow-mo video where a snake will be like just coiling up, and it launches, and at the moment it launches, that cat is ready to just, like, swatter it.
Yeah,
it's like nowhere close.
Yeah,
like, nowhere close.
It's so sick, because it's like, how does that work? I can't even register really what's going on.
And in real time, we're like, oh, that was a close call. But in reality, it's like, not even.
Yeah.
You see the YouTube channel, too, Zoo?
I love a statement with no follow-up.
I mean, you're talking about animals versus each other. They kind of rank all the animals in tiers.
I know. Yeah.
Say, like, which one would win.
It's true.
Stats in a video game matter. It's a badass channel.
It's dope.
I think they have videos on, like, shit where they kill crocodiles, too.
There's a jaguar that immediately launched onto a crocodile and, like, bit it in the head. And, like, yeah, he just, like, killed it. He bit the, like, brain case or whatever. And then dragged it up a tree. I was like, that's fucking wild.
You ever see a giraffe kick a lion?
What?
That's pretty crazy.
That's
wild. Yeah. Was it?
Like, does the lion, I'm assuming, get fucked up?
Because, like, giraffs, they kick the way, like, horses kick. Oh, but their legs are huge. You know what I mean? So it's like the lion just goes flying.
Yeah.
Usually it's like.
And lions don't have great health care, so.
Yeah,
that rib is staying broken.
The lion kind of fucks off then, usually.
Or dies.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's lucky, he fucks off.
Yeah. If he's lucky, he can walk afterward.
Yeah.
I was always afraid of that with my dog living up north because we didn't have horses, but we had pretty big deer. And deer will kick. A deer will fucking brain your dog. And so I was like always afraid.
Moose are fucking mean.
Single moose would kill all four of us by accident before we could defend ourselves.
Oh, yeah, just because we were in his way.
They're 11 feet tall and like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, huge antlers.
Yeah.
Wait, like on all fours, they're 11 feet tall? Actually?
Yeah. The big elk and moose with like the height of their antlers can get up to 10, 11 feet tall. They're fucking
minus the antlers. How tall are like? Are they actually? I've never
like 7-8 feet. Their head's taller than you, bro.
That's crazy.
They're huge.
And are they fast? You can't outrun them.
They're incredibly fast.
You can't outrun them.
I don't know shit about moose.
Think about the way that works. They have four legs. Four-legged things are a lot faster than us. Those legs are about 4 or 5 feet long.
Oh goddamn! Okay. I don't know much about a lot of animals.
They'll run through a Prius.
Just think, it's 1,000 pounds.
I know. So I even think they'd be that fast.
Humans, you know, are 400 pounds.
So an adult male,
like three of them,
can weigh between 1100 and 1600 pounds, right, and stands up to 7 feet tall at the shoulder.
God.
The shoulder is seven feet tall.
Yeah.
I do hear, like, I don't know much about them. I hear, like, they're, like, dangerous. They're like, yeah, they look docile, but don't approach them and shit. I've seen that.
Bro, if you see a moose, get in a car or stay inside.
They'll fuck up your car.
They'll fuck up your car, but it's better than not being.
Have you seen cars after a moose? After they hit a moose?
Moose is already political, right? Yeah. Moose is like.
Meese.
I was thinking goose anyway, and geese in
it. After a car hits a moose, or whatever the fuck, the car's all fucked up. And it's been going like 20, at least 20 miles per hour.
Think about it, deer are 120 pounds and they total pass.
That's a lot of focus.
So, I mean, yeah.
No, if you hit a moose, you'll die. Because even if you kill the moose, it's going to fall on you in the car.
Yeah.
Crush you in the car.
And even if, like, a lot of times, like, in Maine, they'll see moose, like, crossing the road, so people will stop. The moose will charge the car.
Yeah,
the moose will still kill you.
Yeah. No, they're real dickheads.
Look at the size of
that. Holy shit. Yeah. I've never seen one, like, standing next to a person.
Yeah, because you're from the south. You've never lived up north.
I think I've only seen
them. Why are there so many people around if they're so aggressive?
I think that's where I've seen.
I don't
know. One's in captivity.
Yeah. Maybe they're just not the brightest. The tourists.
I can see that, yeah. I've never been out.
I mean, look at the size of the
northwest area. Like, you're dying.
So they'll just fuck you up for no reason?
For no reason.
That's funny that they charge their car. That's hilarious.
Simply just because you're, like, in its territory. Yeah.
Bro, when I was like.
Imagine bullfighting, but with elk and moose.
It's like, hey, I'm walking here.
Moose are all just New York
Bro, I was like, when I went to Yosemite for a few days, I was like Googling how to survive bear attacks and shit. I was so scared of being like killed by bears. I've never like done
so. Throw your girlfriend on the ground and run away.
So all alone.
My uncle just saw a bear a few days ago.
Here?
No, up in New York. He was on a hike. It's like a picture of it.
What kind of bear?
Little black bear.
Oh, okay. Black bears are adorable.
Yeah.
But I was like watching How to Survive, and they're like, by levels, they're like, black bear, stand big, yell, they'll usually run away, da da da. Brown bear, I think it was the next, no, there's something in between, but then brown bear, they're like, you're probably gonna die, but try to do this. And they were like, polar bear, you're gonna die. They were like, there's literally nothing you can do against a polar bear. They're like, unless you have like a fucking rifle, they were like, you're not gonna outrun it. It's gonna like hunt you. Like they were like, if they see you, they're gonna come after you. Wasn't it you, or you who mentioned? Yeah,
yeah, the fucking, exactly. I'm thinking of the story.
Yeah. Do you know about that story? I think
you
told you. Tell us. Tell them the story.
So there's these guys. I forget what. It's been a while since I heard the story, but they're essentially on like a big glacier somewhere in Antarctica, Alaska, whatever. Make it up. But
think of a glacier.
Yeah. But they're like stuck on this glacier. The glacier breaks. So they're essentially like floating on this glacier that's like, let's say, like a half mile, you know, large.
Yeah.
You know? And they see
it's a small ice island.
Yeah, yeah. And they see way off in the distance, they see a polar bear. You know? And at first they're like, hope it doesn't, you know, like they're not too worried. They're just like, hope it doesn't see us. It's pretty far away. And the polar bear's on another glacier. So they see the polar bear jump in the water, pops up on a glacier that's a little bit closer. Polar bear jumps in the water again, pops up on another glacier that's a little bit closer. They see that it's like swimming from glacier to glacier, getting closer to them. And eventually it just like gets to their glacier, just like goes up top, just grabs the guy, drags him into the water, like eats him one by one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, he wasn't coming over there to offer them an ice cold. Like, what the fuck? Real polar bears don't do that. No, they're
yeah.
But
they saw this polar bear from like 5 miles away.
Well, because,
and they were like,
okay,
I hope it doesn't end this way.
First of all, you said half a mile first. So that is a.
The glacier they were on was like a half mile.
Difference. Yeah. Oh, okay. They saw it like in the far distance. Okay.
Yeah, like they were on a pretty big glacier, but they were kind of stranded.
So,
they couldn't go anywhere. They were stuck.
But you got to think about it. To evolve in that environment, you need to be able to spot and hunt prey from a very, very far. Like,
they're the only
few living things in that area. So the moment you see something, you gotta hit that fucking button.
They're the only bears that eat nothing but meat.
Oh yeah,
like black bears are mostly herbivores. Brown bears,
all
grizzly
bears.
Are so yeah, except for polar bears.
It's crazy they can swim.
Yeah,
They can swim like a motherfucker. They'll kill an elephant seal in the water. A grizzly bear will kill an elephant seal in the water, or like a leopard seal. A grizzly bear will jump, or not a grizzly, a polar bear will jump in and kill a leopard seal, like, in the fucking water.
Have you ever heard about the short-faced bear?
Yeah, they're fucking cool.
They're crazy. Yeah, the short-faced bear, well, it's extinct.
I love bears.
But it's like a prehistoric bear, and they think that's what stopped humans from crossing the Bering Strait.
Yeah.
They say it was, like, way bigger than, like, a polar bear, way more aggressive. It had super long limbs, so it was kind of like a cat. You know what I mean? Like, incredibly long limbs.
Basically, imagine a giant forest-dwelling monster from a medieval story. That's what we were fighting, like, 100,000 years ago.
Remember the bear owls? From Dungeons & Dragons, the bear owl?
Oh, yeah!
And essentially that.
That's
pretty cool. Yeah.
Speaking of favorite bears, you know a sun bear, right? Everybody knows a sun bear?
Yeah.
It looks like a human in a bear costume.
Somebody pointed it out to me,
and I was like, oh, shit, those look like fucking all gangly.
They're goofy looking as hell.
Those guys are friendly, aren't they?
I think so.
The sun bears?
They're not friendly. Like, they'll fuck you up, but they're definitely not antagonistic.
They're more like black bears.
Yeah.
They just want to eat berries.
I think they're actually even more like herbivores than black bears.
Yeah.
That reminded me of, like, some story that came up that they shot, like, a tiger or something because it looked like a human in a tiger costume at a zoo. And, it, like, the picture of it was legit, like,
I heard
sitting upright, looking like a human being.
I don't think that was real.
Really?
I saw that story, too.
Is that the one you spread to me?
Wait, hold on. Who had the gun in the zoo? Who shot it?
I just read the headline, dude.
I didn't scroll up to see that it was from the Babylon Bee.
I just saw the picture, honestly. I think someone showed it to me. But the picture did look like a human in a tiger costume.
It's just an AI image of Tigger. That's a tough word.
That's a white guy.
Woo. Hey, Pooh, what do you call all the tigers?
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, my favorite is that meme with the police dog. Like, he's getting sworn in. This is our new official deputy, Nate Higgers. Fucking dog. That shit's so funny.
You see that video? The guy's like, I'm Nate Higgers and I hate. And then he cuts off. I'm Nate Higgers and I hate.
Polio.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man. That's good.
I'm in no way affiliated with this conversation.
I really love the Cumtown sensor where it's like, you're up, Harry.
I'm a what?
You know, I got Manny into Nick Mullen. I didn't even know Cumtown or anything. And Manny's a very big comedy guy. Yeah. So it's interesting to me that he'd never heard of him.
I've been watching so much Nick Mullen. I was going to mention something that you talked about in his podcast. Are we getting that, my bro?
No, I just heard about Nick Mullen a year or two ago.
I love Nick Mullen. I was checking his tour dates again. I'm like, when's he going to be at least near Florida? He's going to be in Atlanta, I think, next month. I'm like, I'm low-key like Nick
Mullen. Probably the same material. We just saw him a couple months ago.
He might have something new. Some of that crowd work, you know?
True. His crowd work is very good because it's not really crowd work. It's just like using the audience as a backboard for an actual joke instead of just being like, oh, you're married? Oh my God. What's that like? Is it, you guys hate each other, don't you? Like,
their shirt's gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or there's that. Or there's like, look at this guy. He's drunk going to take a piss. Like, that's it. That's the joke.
If it comes from the right person, we're about to fuck. Bananas.
Jeff Hart Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking Jeff Hart Curry. That guy's weird. I fucking missed it when he was here. I was so mad. Jordan Jensen?
Oh, really?
Love him.
Fucking.
She's not even like attractive to Jordan, but she's so funny.
She's an ex bucket to his career.
Yeah. I married that one.
At Side Splitters?
I want to say like September. Yeah.
Who?
Verzi.
I want to go to see.
I didn't like him.
I'm not a big fan of Percy. Honestly, he's not my favorite, so I'll probably pass on that one.
Right.
I'm going to see Chad Daniels. I think September 8th. Definitely.
We still got to watch his Netflix special. Doesn't Rogan have a live Netflix special coming out like tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know if it's tomorrow, but sometime. Yeah,
Rogan. Rogan sucks
his stand-up.
I know, but he's doing a lot. I'm
curious.
I like his stand-up. I don't think he's like the greatest, but
some of his stand-up, some of his stand-up is very funny. Some of it is humping stools, but you know, there's a good mix. I will say though, interesting choice to do a live special, like it's being filmed live in a comedy club and being played live on Netflix, which scary because most of these specials are put together from like anywhere from 2 to 4 shows that they clip.
He just
together.
Wants to say the N-word.
He might.
Netflix is like, oh fuck.
He just comes out and does a full Kramer.
Yeah.
I don't think it was his idea.
Michael Richards.
No, Mark Norman had a fucking Halloween special where he dressed as Kramer. Huh. And he's like, come on, guys, come on, talking to these black people yelling in the crowd. He's like, I'm gonna, you know what? And then a black guy came out, will you niggas shut the fuck up?
I saw that. I fucking remember that. That was
what were you about to say?
I like Michael Richards.
I don't know Michael Richards.
Kramer.
Oh.
The guy you were literally just talking about.
I know Kramer. I didn't know him about Michael Richards.
Has anyone else seen Nathan For You?
I've seen clips. I haven't seen. Like,
is that the one where he's like, I'm risking everything?
Not jail
or bodily harm.
With the puppet show? With
the puppet show. Yeah, being put on
he comes up with terrible business plans. But to get diner publicity, he had a fake Michael Richards leave a $10,000 tip, and the news actually picked it up.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. Like, his plans actually work, which is hilarious.
Fake Michael Richards.
Yeah. And he's like, well, Michael Richards won't say it wasn't him because it's good publicity.
See, after that family stopped eating, it's been empty in there.
Yeah.
If we come here again,
like
we just gotta aim later. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if we come on a weekend.
Yeah, maybe if we come at like 8:30, 9.
I don't know if it's the best spot to do a podcast. But.
I mean, probably not, but we know
definitely not.
Like, we know it's available. You know what I mean?
But it functions.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get some Chipotle.
I just want some water right now. That's rather dry.
Could have asked that fucking
I'm just gonna piss super hard.
True.
We're gonna have the hardest piss I've ever done.
True.
Well, we are at an hour and a half, so we can probably cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, good to see you.
Stay shitty.
Stay shitty.
Welcome to Shitty Live.